Unit 18, Test 1, Section 1. Number 1, a quarter.
Number 2, 7/8.
Number 3, 3/5.
Number 4, 5/12.
Number 5, 17/20.
Number 6, 2/9.
Number 7, 9/200.
Number 8, 11/1000.
Number 9, 43.25%.
Number 10, 36.7 per thousand.
Section 2, number 11. Where is Mathed from?
Number 12. Who is waiting for the headmaster?
Number 13. How did the students study last term?
Number 14. When are you going to the post office?
Number 15. Which subject does Henry like?
Number 16. Whose necklace is made of glass?
Number 17. Why did she borrow the recorder?
Number 18. How much does the evening dress cost?
Number 19. What's the mother going to do?
Number 20. When did you come back to work?
Test 2, Section 1. Dialogue. Here comes a traveler who has lost his case. He is now at the lost and found. Excuse me, I've lost a case. I wonder if it's been found.
Can you describe the case to me?
Yes, it's about 40 centimeters long and 20 centimeters wide. It's dark red with a name card on it.
Where did you last have it?
In the waiting room.
What does it contain in the case?
Clothes, shoes, some books, and a radio.
Okay, here it is.
Thanks a lot. Bye. Here comes a traveler who has lost his case. He is now at the lost and found. Excuse me, I've lost a case. I wonder if it's been found.
Can you describe the case to me?
Yes, it's about 40 centimeters long and 20 centimeters wide. It's dark red with a name card on it.
Where did you last have it?
In the waiting room.
What does it contain in the case?
Clothes, shoes, some books, and a radio.
Okay, here it is.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Section 2. A Notice of Found. A black jacket was left on the sports ground yesterday afternoon, May 20th. Will the owner please ring 840-7235, Lee Chung. A Notice of Found. A black jacket was left on the sports ground yesterday afternoon, May 20th. Will the owner please ring 840-7235, Lee Chung.
Section 3. Number 1. John works in the London Home for Lost Dogs.
Number 2. Policemen and other people will bring the lost dogs to John.
Number 3. The old couple's dog is a pretty little white dog.
Number 4. As soon as two of the white dogs saw their masters, they became very excited.
Number 5. Neither the boy nor the couple could tell the two dogs apart.
The Home for Lost Dogs. John works in the London Home for Lost Dogs. When dogs get lost in London, policemen and other people bring them to John. When somebody loses his dog, he comes to the dog's home to find it. Now John is talking to an old man and his wife. "We've lost our dog," the man says. "Yes, our beautiful little dog. Is he here?" the wife asks. John says, "Wait a minute, please. There are hundreds of dogs here. All of them are lost dogs. Is yours a big dog or a little one? What color is it?" "Ours is a pretty little white dog," the wife says. But now a little boy is standing behind the man and his wife. "Please, is my dog here?" "Mine is a little white dog, too," he says. "Oh, dear, tell me something more about your dogs," John says. The man says, "Ours has black ears, a long tail, and short hair." "Mine has, too," says the boy. "Please come with me to the yard full of lost dogs," John says. "There are three small white dogs with black ears. As soon as two of the small white dogs see their owners, they become very excited. One runs toward the boy, and the other runs toward the old couple. The two dogs look very much the same, so neither the boy nor the couple can tell them apart. But the dogs recognize their own masters easily." The Home for Lost Dogs. John works in the London Home for Lost Dogs. When dogs get lost in London, policemen and other people bring them to John. When somebody loses his dog, he comes to the dog's home to find it. Now John is talking to an old man and his wife. "We've lost our dog," the man says. "Yes, our beautiful little dog. Is he here?" the wife asks. John says, "Wait a minute, please. There are hundreds of dogs here. All of them are lost dogs. Is yours a big dog or a little one? What color is it?" "Ours is a pretty little white dog," the wife says. But now a little boy is standing behind the man and his wife. "Please, is my dog here?" "Mine is a little white dog, too," he says. "Oh, dear, tell me something more about your dogs," John says. The man says, "Ours has black ears, a long tail, and short hair." "Mine has, too," says the boy. "Please come with me to the yard full of lost dogs," John says. "There are three small white dogs with black ears. As soon as two of the small white dogs see their owners, they become very excited. One runs toward the boy, and the other runs toward the old couple. The two dogs look very much the same, so neither the boy nor the couple can tell them apart. But the dogs recognize their own masters easily."